as it is now, we have 12 deaths from 42 confirmed cases of Ebola in Sierra Leone after a test of about 113 cases. That is the status as it is now. 113 people have been tested, and out of that, we have 42 confirmed cases of Ebola, and out of the 42 confirmed, we have 12 deaths.
Where are these new cases coming from?
Well, majority of the cases are still from the Kailahun district. We have now seen cases in the Daru axis of Kailahun district for the past couple of days. We've had two cases in Kambia also, but those cases are cases that moved from Kailahun district to Kambia. So they are taking us cases from Kailahun as well. So all of these new numbers are still from the same Kailahun region of the country.
So how true is it that two of the deaths were health workers?
It is true. We have the community health officer in Daru, Kailahun district, and also a nurse that treated the index case, Nurse Mercy Kome. She traveled from Kwendu to Daru, and she contracted the disease in Kwendu and traveled to Daru for medical help. And she felt really ill in Daru and died.
One report is saying that because of the deaths of the health workers, that some of the health workers in the region are panicking and they are abandoning their posts. Is that true?
Well, the story is not entirely true. We had instances wherein people got agitated in that region and were making it difficult for health workers to perform their duties because we were having several riots. So as a result, some health workers were they felt insecure to go to their health post. Well, as it is now, those health workers are in their health post and they are performing their duties as they're supposed to be doing.
The Ministry of Health, how are you treating this? This must be an emergency.
It is an emergency. The ministry, the government, and the partners are all treating it very seriously. As we speak now, the World Health Organization has brought in experts, and we have some of those experts in the field helping the Sierra Leonean medical staff with this disease. And we also have MSF assisting us in the field as well.